Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of had a crown, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with you. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner. She's president and CEO of Bottom Line Publishing, and their Bottom Line Personal periodical twice a month, and all the Bottom Line annuals, and outstanding website as well. And what we're talking about today are some of the things that you find in the Bottom Line Personal publication. Sarah, I'm a little confused about this one headline. The three best airlines are Alaska Airlines, Virgin America, and you said I can't.
I know, crazy. United Airlines.
How did that happen?
Because there was a...
Before yesterday, I would have said that's wrong.
Can you imagine? I know. Well, no, even I would, frankly, even...
United Airlines is the worst airline on the planet. It may be the worst airline in the galaxy.
I don't know if it's the worst. I'm actually, I hate to say it, a loyal United person because it flies where I need to go.
Well, but they United has left me on the side of the road. They've lost my bags. They've ruined vacations.
Totally agree.
They've done more stupid things to me than any other airline, and I've been flying a long time. They are a nightmare airline as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
and what they did this weekend was totally compatible with my experience.
And it's not the only time. They do it regularly. There was another guy recently in Los Angeles that got dragged off a flight. He had just bought a first class ticket, and they came up to him and said, "If you don't get off, we're gonna." And I'm shortening it, right? They said, "You got to get off because we have someone of higher priority that needs your seat."
I remember that.
Yeah, and the guy had paid $1,000 for a ticket from Hawaii, and they threatened him. They said, "We're going to put you in handcuffs if you don't get off this flight."
What do you do?
They ended up finding him a seat in the middle in the economy class.
Wow.
And then they wouldn't even refund the ticket.
Are you serious?
No. They finally were going to refund the difference.
I went off on him yesterday. I mean, I was so upset yesterday. And I had another guest who did too. I mean, that CEO's got to go. That's a culture. There's a culture going on in that airline. I don't know what it's all about, but there's something bad there. And I'll tell you, I said then, they wouldn't have dragged me off of there. And I'll tell you what else. If someone behind me or if I'd seen that they were going to get somebody else, I would have gotten in front of them. I would have gotten some other big guys to stand with me. And we'd have gotten in front of them and said, no, you got to get all of us.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing doesn't make sense. And you probably talked yesterday that they really do have a legal right to take that seat back.
But not to manhandle, not to drag.
No question.
Now you're violating the Constitution.
Well, this is what's, we're seeing it all over. We're going back to acting like we're on the play yard.
Right.
What do parents tell their kids? Use your words, not your hand.
Right.
What do these people do? They use their hands. What are the violent demonstrators doing all over the place? They're using their hands,
right,
not their words.
Yeah.
You're right. It's a
Well, when you've got corporate America doing this kind of thing, and some of them blaming it on computers. See, I'm in the middle of something right now with Amazon. Amazon is behaving badly right now.
Well, good luck finding a human there.
No, that's what are you? What we actually got somebody on the phone.
Yeah.
But my point is, and folks, I know we were talking about airlines, but this is an example. The issue with the United is an example of bad behaving corporate America, and Amazon is a horrible. In terms of the way they do their business, they run roughshod over everybody.
There's no question. If you're a supplier, if you're in any
way, if you're a publisher,
right.
They are putting resellers of your book, for example, for many people, they're putting resellers of your book ahead of you with a new book. And it's your site, and you're paying for it.
Yeah, but they have their rules.
You know what? They say that a computer made those decisions. You know what? How long are you going to be able to get away with that?
Well, there's only one Amazon. They'll get away with it for a long time.
Yeah.
Until people stop wanting to put their books there. I want to go back to United for a second.
Yeah.
I think part of the problem it is, you mentioned culture, but I think it's a corporate culture problem. That is a culture where, don't forget, they've had their change. They've had their fights. They probably are still assimilating from their acquisition with Continental, right?
Which was a horrible decision because Continental was just starting to be a good airline.
Right. And then they combined. So corporate transition, and, you know, we've been going through corporate transition now for a number of years, and it is super hard to assimilate cultures, to do change, to manage your costs, to do all that you have to do. And that what's going on there, to me, it's like,
well, this is why
like
the consolidation. This is why that consolidation should never have happened.
Right.
Because,
and
see,
those,
that was,
and they are now lost and struggling in trying to get their policies working, to communicate with all factions.
But somebody should have prevented that from happening.
Pardon?
Because somebody should have prevented that from happening, Sarah, that consolidation. Because what happened, the reason why they're overbooked is because United cut flights.
Well, they all have.
Yeah.
They all have, every flight, I don't know about you, Jim, every flight I'm on is full.
It's packed.
The prices are high.
Nobody benefited, no customer benefited from the consolidation, only the corporations did.
Correct. Well, and shareholders, presumably.
Yeah,
I guess
so.
The profits are up. Now, it's not, again, I never, you know, punish a company for doing what they're supposed to do, which is maximize shareholder value and to maximize their profit.
What happened?
So it doesn't do
anything. What about customers?
Pardon?
What about customers? That's, to me, that's where I disagree with the first fealty is to customers.
Yes, you have to find the right vortex. You know, you have to find the right place where you're, you know, maximizing your customers, because profit comes from happy customers.
Right.
Profit never comes from happy customers. The problem is, you and I both know, if you have to get to whatever city it is on whatever day it is, like it or not, you're going to take the flight that gets you there when you need to get there.
That's exactly right.
And they know that.
And they know that. That's exactly right. And I don't know how we're going to stop it, but it's getting worse. And at some point in time, I won't be able to fit in the seats that keep making them smaller. And it's not because
we're going to talk about diet.
And it's not because I like ice cream either, Sarah. Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.